welcome once again to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I'm Wayne Cavanaugh,
and I'm Will Alexander.
Yeah, he sure is, the one and only.
Yeah. Now Wayne's coming to us via, is it via or via?
I'm camping.
He's camping. I can see him sitting in his motorhome, having a drink and eating cheese and shrimp.
With a gin and tonic.
With a gin and tonic.
And a view of the ponds and the bougainvilleas over there. Very pretty. It's rough out here.
It is. It looks rough. So yeah,
this one doesn't have a dishwasher though. So.
No. But this is how dedicated we are. He's camping in the middle of nowhere. Right. He climbed a tree, put the satellite up there.
That's right. I hired a little man to stand on the roof with a satellite waving it around to try to get a signal. Actually, surprisingly, I mean, this is a beautiful RV resort, but the internet so far has been good. So that's not always true. You know, often you get to these places and it's you can barely get a signal. And when all the old people start downloading their Hallmark movies at night, you're just screwed. You can't get.
Well, it's not as good as normal, Wayne, and it's reminding me a little bit of Les Nessman's report when he was there, and they're dropping the turkeys from the plane or the helicopter.
Well, if I see some turkeys fly, I'll know you're on target.
Yeah, as God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.
That's right. When pigs fly, no, I mean really fly. Anyway. It's been a week. It has been a week.
It sure has.
We've both gone off in our directions and did our thing. And I was off judging in Illinois. Had a wonderful time. I mean, a really wonderful time. And you were doing the most important assignment, probably, well, definitely your most important and extraordinary judging assignment of your life, right?
Oh, for sure, man. I was invited to judge the breed at the Irish Setter Club of America. And it was very exciting. And he wants me to keep talking because he's eating cheese. I wanted to thank the Irish Setter Club of America for inviting me to do the event, because it was so exciting. And my ring stewards and Deborah and everybody, they were just wonderful. Maureen, Jan Z.
Oh, Maureen Day, she's great.
Oh, they were just wonderful. They had such a great time.
You know, it's funny. I was with Greg McCartney this weekend. He was the new rep.
Oh, McCarthy. Greg McCarthy?
Greg McCarthy, yeah. Where did I say McCartney? It's Paul's birthday.
You're thinking of Paul McCartney.
By the way, I was going to do
a McCartney, Kavanaugh, and Alexander.
I was going to do a fact check going back to the mistakes we've made in the last, but they're just, the list is too long, so you're just going to have to deal with it. The one I did want to correct, though, is, I don't know when it was, months ago, I said Mike Sabe, and I meant Mike Sabo. And I truly feel bad because Michael Sabe was just an incredibly wonderful human being, as is Mike Sabo.
But yeah, I was going to say, what do you mean? Mike Sabo wasn't?
No, I really like Mike too, and we love having him around this area. But Greg was great. And we were chatting, and he said, do you remember? Can you believe this? I couldn't remember who went fourth in the Labrador class they asked me about, but I do remember. He said, it was 2006. I was judging the Irish Setter National in Rhode Island. And he had a bitch. And he said, do you remember my bitch? And I said, I can tell you the direction I was facing. And I'm serious. What he was wearing. This is 2006. How she was going and the goosebumps I got. And the eye contact we made was like, holy shit. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Remember what we had for lunch yesterday?
Yeah. This bitch was the best. No, I do not. Or today. This Irish Setter bitch was one of the best moving dogs of any breed I've ever seen in my life. She was spectacular.
Wow.
And Greg was, we had great reminiscence of that frozen moment. And he couldn't get the owner to let him show her anymore. Just a pet. Oh my God. She's just beautiful. And you had a beautiful bitch, which is how I can have time to eat more cheese. So, young William, maybe you tell me about your entry at the Irish Setter National.
Oh, it was fabulous. And you know, when I was standing out in the middle of the ring, Wayne, when all the specials were there, it was, I don't know, it was almost a surreal feeling because I grew up with this breed and I had sat and watched a million nationals, a million specials. I remember going to the Potomac Irish Setter, especially with Mr. Elders when I was a kid, and just being awestruck by the dogs there.
Yeah.
And here I am, here I was in the middle of the ring, judging what is basically the most important Irish setter, especially in the United States. And it was overwhelming. It really was overwhelming. And I tried to do my best not to let anybody down. There were my mentors that taught me over the years. And I tried to be very positive and not tried not to get lost. It was, yeah. it was, and I had a wonderful entry. My best of Raid Dog, my best of Sex Bitch, they just, I hate to say it, they filled my eye. I know I hate using that term because everybody uses it
over and always, yeah.
But they filled my eye, and there was so much depth throughout the whole breed. I let dogs go that I know in other circumstances when I'm judging in the future, if I am judging, that I would give groups to. You just know you would. They're that good. And some of them didn't even make the cuts because I didn't want to end up with turning around and having another specialty to judge, you know.
Like exactly.
I was trying not to be harsh, but I was trying to do my best to narrow it down closer. I know people were saying they liked my efficiency and how fast I was going, but it wasn't so much that I was trying to be fast. I was trying to what's the word I'm looking for?
Half fast?
Pardon me?
Was it half fast? It wasn't fast. It was half assed.
Yeah.
You're having this poignant moment. I had to go there. I'm sorry.
I didn't want to overthink things. That's what I didn't want to do. I didn't want to stand back and talk myself out of something.
Right.
But you can easily do. So
you can. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't want
to get hung up on one little thing. You see one little thing.
Right.
So you can see. Yeah, I think sometimes, and I know we talked about this, and the last thing I said to you was go with your gut. And you just have to get to that place where you're in the zone and you know what shape is going to fill your eye, and you know it's there, and you can't even describe it. You don't even need to.
No.
In the moment. If you do sit there and try to analyze what you're saying to yourself, you get lost in the moment, and if you've studied enough, if you know exactly what you're doing, you should be able to walk by the ring and get goosebumps when you see great dogs. And you, it seems to me, I mean, I wish I was there. But I know some of the dogs, then you just had great ones. You really had a good year, a good crop.
Yeah, I was very excited. The depth was very good. And even in the classes, like my class dogs were good. The class bitches, which I didn't judge, Bob did. And they were, he did a fabulous job.
Bob who?
Robertson.
Oh, great.
And it's Robinson.
Robinson,
yeah. And he found some, like I awarded his winner's bitch best winners, and she was lovely. And then I gave his reserve winner's bitch best puppy and breed, and she was amazing. I fell right in love with her as soon as she walked in the ring.
Oh, nice.
And I spoke to the handler afterwards, and she was a combination of English, Australian, and American breeding.
Well, then it had a beautiful front, right?
Oh, beautiful. She was beautiful. Like she, if
I'm so happy
I had my truck there, I would have walked her right into my truck.
And the winner prize, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so happy for you, Will, because, you know, it doesn't always happen that way. You wait for your dream show and you don't get the dogs. But, I'm so happy you had good ones. And I saw some of your selects and AOMs, and I know you would have been glad to give any one of those a group too.
Oh God, yes, no question. Yeah,
it's so nice to have. So nice to have. In the club, my experience judging the National League the first time in Rhode Island, the spirit with that Irish Setter Club is unique.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, there's something special about that group. And it does reflect the breed somewhat, right? I mean, they're rollicking, they're fun. They're just great people who really, truly love their breed. And of course, all clubs have that. But each breed has its own personality of clubs and owners and spectators. And I sure enjoy the Irish Setter Nationals.
Fun. And George Marianne came, and I had dinner with them one night, and it was just great reminiscing with them and talking about things. And it was... We had a lot of fun. It was good. And Kenny Wall was there. He wasn't showing because I was judging. So we had breakfast most mornings.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It was good. That's good.
I don't know. You know, in your case, there's a couple of people that couldn't show to you because you're too close or work for you or whatever, just to be polite. I mean, you certainly could have. But that just makes it even better that you're not have to get hung up in that.
Right. You know, you don't want to walk. You don't want to walk into something like that, because that just, no matter what you do, there's going to be a negative end to it. So,
and when I judged Ireland once, and a guy that I just bought a dog from 6 months before that, sired by this dog, walked in the ring. I thought, are you kidding me? You know, it's a stupid position to put somebody in. But anyway.
No, Adam and Kenny never even thought twice about showing to me.
So. Yeah.
Like, yeah. Kenny's like my brother, and Adam's like my son. So
it's, yeah. Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. It's so inspiring when you get to these. This is the real deal. You're not sitting there talking about who's number one and how many points you're going to get Thursday before they drive to Iowa and pick up six more to go to. You know, it's just so refreshing. And, you know, if I could go to only nationals every day, well, I don't know about that. I certainly like watching the groups too, but, and the weather was good for you, a little hot.
It was a little hot the day of the breed. We got really lucky dog day. It was beautiful. It rained a little bit, but not enough to interfere with anything. I took my jacket off. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that. And your suit was beautiful. I got to tell you, I was really proud of you for another thing. You didn't trip over those pant legs, because there was danger there. I saw danger, Will. I saw it. I was saying... Detective, you go, might want to hike those up, buddy. You're gonna, you can get them hemmed for $10 anywhere in America. I love
well,
you,
that's
buddy.
All, folks.
But really, it was a nice suit. You look great. And
I just purchased it. I didn't have time to get them
I
hemmed.
I know.
Okay?
I could tell. I could tell. But seriously, you look so at ease in there, and you look like exactly. You knew it. It just was beautiful to watch, at least on video. You knew where you were going. You knew where to put your hands. You ran the ring beautifully, and I was very proud of the parts I did watch. I didn't get to watch the very final because I had to go do actual judging that, you know, that day. Brody did. Brody was, you know,
in
the
morning. Did you
watch the whole thing? Yeah. Nice. I had to get up. I didn't start till 11 the second day. So Kim Meredith and I drove over, and we met at 10 down the lobby. But before that, I was watching everything I could, and then we picked it up here and there.
Well, you know, you can always go back and watch it again.
Yeah, that's what I will do. That's what I will do. Yeah.
Oh, we're all the time. No.
And Brody's, you know, Brody's loving this now, and he's watching a lot of these shows and commenting, and he looks greater than Irish Setter, but he loves a pointer, so
yeah.
He wants me to look for a new pointer. So we'll see how that goes. Weather that there's a beagle on Will's lap. Now, ladies and gentlemen,
she just jumped up here this time.
You've never seen your life. She's so cute.
Oh. She's a cutie.
When you see a real beagle face, it's a big deal. You know, it's a big deal.
And she just stares at me like, I don't know what she's thinking. She won't kiss me.
I know what she's thinking. There's food in your teeth.
Maybe.
Because she's a beagle.
Here's at my face. Now that you're arguing while they're wrestling on the ground now.
A little ketchup in the goatee.
Yeah.
But, you know, what a great honor. And did you have all the cool veterans classes? And
yes, there was some wonderful veterans in there. And the dog I gave best veteran to, or veteran males to, was a lovely type of dog. He filled my eye as well.
Really, it's so wonderful. I mean, I know how excited you were, and you should be. And I know that the Setter people have such great respect for you, and that made it all the better. It wasn't just somebody they plopped in there, you know, and they had to work for it. They had to, you know, apply to the AKC to.
Well, and I have to tell you, the only thing I was a little worried about was the dinner afterwards, the speech. But it didn't work out that I didn't have to do a speech because they had the awards banquet the night before.
Oh.
And so after this breed, we just all left. But I actually called Michael Faulkner because I know Michael had done a lot of nationals, and he's a good speaker. So I just wanted to get some key points that I wouldn't forget. I touched on. And he was really good. He gave me some really good advice about, you know, make sure I thank this and thank as many people as you can. He said, make sure you tell a little story about yourself and Irish Setters and – just to, you know, to show them that you've been around for a long time, which most of them already know. But he said it'll just put them all at ease.
Yeah.
And it was great. And I was all set to do the speech, and I didn't get to do it.
but you learned something, right?
Yeah.
And you learned it from someone who knows how to do it right, Michael.
He was great about it. He was great. His advice was fabulous. And I'm going to tell the story right now. What I was going to tell, I was going to tell about.
Yes, I was going to say, give your speech, Will. Give your speech.
I won't give the speech, but I will tell the little Ira Setter story. When I was about 11 years old, I was visiting with Mr. and Mrs. Eldridge. I'd started the year before.
How old? 11?
10. I started at 10. And then
yeah,
at 11.
I didn't realize the Eldridge is that old. Yeah.
And I would fly down to Dulles, and Mr. Eldridge wouldn't even pick me up. The gardener would pick me up.
Of course.
In a Suburban. I remember this. In a Suburban, he would pick me up. Anyway, every night we would walk down before dinner. We would walk down, check on all the dogs.
Oh.
And then the gardener would drive us back up if it got dark because Mr. E was getting night blind at that point. And but he taught me, I think I told you before, to always be positive and to say at least three good things about a dog, no matter what. No matter what I was looking at, I had to find three good things. So one year, we had this Irish Setter years ago that my parents purchased from a newspaper, and he was advertised as half a champion, and he won a bunch of best in shows. He's a big, red, flashy dog, but he was coarse and heavy-headed, and he wasn't very typey. He was just a lot of hair and a lot of flash.
Yeah.
And so my dad wants to bring him because we're going to look at a Marshall Air daughter, which my parents had wanted for Mr. E. And so he found one. He said, come on down and look at her. Well, my dad brought our dog. His name was Olaf. And we loved him. He was our house pet. We loved him. Like, but when he passed, like I was devastated when he passed. That's how much we loved him. I took a day off school and went in the woods and didn't come out anyway. But my dad brings Olaf for Mr. E to look at, and my dad's got him all set up. And Mr. E is looking at him, and he says, "Oh, my stepfather's name is David." He says, "Oh, David, his coat. He's got such a dark, dark, beautiful coat." Yeah, I'm behind there counting one, and then he looks down at his feet. He goes, "And look at those feet. Those are so tight, compact feet." Two, and then Mr. E pauses for a while. He looks back, and then he slowly leans over because Mr. E was a tall guy, and he ran his hand down the back of Olaf and grabbed his tail and shook it and said, "Oh, what a glorious tail, David." And my dad was beaming that Mr. Eldridge loved our dog. Meanwhile, the 11-year-old son's counted three things and knows he wasn't that fond of him.
That's great. That's a beautiful story. Yeah, that would have been perfect for that club and that situation, too. Did you get to go to a party with a band?
No band.
I did, and I can tell you who sat in the drums.
Who?
Well, you could probably guess that, right?
Did you sit in on the drums?
No. I played at my wedding.
Who did?
I sat in at my wedding, but I did not sit in the Irish Setter especially because there was another drummer there who was really on that person's game. You have to guess.
Uh-oh. I don't know. I don't know who.
Irish Setter's drummer.
Distant drummer.
Mary Merlot.
Oh, Merlo. Okay.
Oh, you play him, I'm telling you.
I didn't know she was a drummer.
I'm a little picky, and she can play. Yeah, she is, and she's a real good one. I mean, she's not just up there keeping the beat. She had beautiful fillings, but she was like a metronome. You know, she was.
Wasn't she a music teacher as well or something? I forget.
I don't know, probably. But I know she can play the damn drums because she was awesome that night.
She hurt her back. She couldn't show her dog. She had to have someone else show her dog. And then she had a girl named Ashley show her dog. Ashley did a fabulous job. She looked beautiful.
Oh, good. Isn't it cool? Could you see? I mean, I know this sounds maybe a little fairy tale-ish, but you could see some of the pedigrees come alive, right? Look at a dog and you could picture all the dogs in its pedigree.
Well, I knew a lot of the families. Yeah, I recognized the families when I looked at the certain dog. There's no question. It was fun. And the dogs that I didn't recognize were the combinations that which I would recognize parts and thought, where did this dog come from? And then I could appreciate it. I had a blast, Wayne. I really did.
That's wonderful. So happy for you. And you were down in Maryland. Brody was killing him because he really wanted to go and there were no spectators left. And it said it said absolutely no exception. But it went
ahead. I would have said he was,
he didn't want to bother you. He didn't want to bother you. I just don't want to bother Will. I know his head's got to get in the game here, and I don't want to bother
him. My son's a tall redhead, too,
That's right. I know. Isn't that funny? Yeah. I can tell you, folks, that if you've not seen us in person, there are a few of you. We're not the tallest guys in the world. we're average, right? Well, we're average.
Yeah, we are average male, the North, yeah. We're average height of the North American male.
That's exactly right. And our sons are not. They're both way over 6 foot tall.
Yeah, we produce leg.
We produce, we give, yeah, we do. Legs and arms, that's our thing. Yeah. Anybody need a little height? We're your guys. Goodness. Anyway, yeah, he really wanted to come, but, you know, I understand the no spectator thing. We just opened up, or not me, the governor, just opened up Michigan, all bars, restaurants, everything.
Wayne opened up Michigan.
yeah, I just said, come on in, yeah. But it's nice to, you know, at the shows this weekend where I was, you felt real safe, and they did a good job. All the shows are held outside, though.
Yeah.
Usually there's a really nice building there in Grays Lake, and that was eventually, you know, it's 10 shows, two separate little groups of five. And in the middle, or somewhere in the middle, I guess the state or the county, the town, whatever, jumped in and said, hey, you know what? It's okay to open the building now. So they had the grooming moved in there. So some people were able to come in and set up in the air conditioning and to do their grooming there right next to the rings. The rings were giant. They were outdoors, of course. They were very, very spacious and beautifully done. And the shows were gorgeous. Did a beautiful job. And we had a wonderful social thing. And I'm not much up for social things, Will, because I'm not a, you know, I'm an old man now. I'm a get off my lawn kind of guy. I want to be anyway. I'm trying to be. That's my goal. But I'm not good at it. So I did go to this party, and it was Scott File and Jamie and Jamie's beautiful mother, Fran. They have a cool, really cool house, beautiful house. So, and everybody, it was very well organized. We were out of there early, but we had a really nice time. It was a bunch of good friends. Of course, Kenny and Virginia and Scott and Jamie, Kim Meredith, of course, and my old girlfriend, Kim Meredith. We, it's so good to see her. I haven't seen her in forever.
She's great.
Yeah, and Peggy Beisel McWayne was there, and yeah, it's a good crew, you know, really good crew, and good to see Greg McCarthy there too, and Mark was there, and Mark DeRosa, and it was just a, you know, nice group of people. We had a really nice time. I met some great people. I met David Miller. Do you know David?
I do know David. He's a very nice man.
Yeah, he's a wonderful man. We had a brilliant talk about Oswalks, and he's so interested. If he knows you're interested. And he brought me, he came to the party that night, and he brought me a beautiful folder of all this information he'd gathered on Oswalks and gave it to me. And I was so honored. He was giving a seminar, and I couldn't make it. And it really, you know, I did go to a seminar. I went to a German wire hair pointer seminar.
Oh, yeah. Who gave that?
Julie, somebody who I know, and she's great in the breed. And Laura Reeves, they did it together. Boy, I'm embarrassed because this woman's great and German wire hairs, and she really did a great job. They were both judging, unfortunately, so we couldn't use the dogs that were being shown. But they were able to get some really nice youngsters. And Adam King, boy, that guy's got an eye. He was in the class with me. There were, I don't know, probably 8-10 of us. And there were six puppies. One was shown by a guy who, it wasn't his, he was just helping. And he looked like he was quite interested in the field work area. And he didn't have any reason to, you know, he didn't set his dog up or do anything. He just stood there. And the dog was mostly sitting or turning around and looking the other way. Thank you, dear. cheers. But twice it stood up and looked at something, and you're just going down, and everyone else had this groomed to the T and set up perfect. Didn't they move? And I'm like, whoa. And I look, I turn around, and here's Adam's eyes going, whoa, right at the same time. So they wanted to move them. And I said, well, let's go outside the ring where there's even more room and let them go. And when it got to this guy with this young bitch, she took off and she hit the corner, and you're like, athleticism and balance perfected, just beautiful. And so we got back into the group and nobody picked her. And they got to me, and I said, well, actually, the bitch that was over in the corner there, you know, For me, certainly, when you watch her going from the side, all the parts fit together. She held her shape and all that. And of course, next was Adam, and he found the same one. And it's so cool when you have two people in a class. You learn from each other. And I'm not saying we're the only ones who were right, might have been wrong, but we agreed. And we were able to have a good conversation after and during. And really, that's what those seminars are about. You know, you find someone that's like-minded and sees the same things. And you listen to people who have a different point of view. And if you really open your mind and your heart and your eye to what's going on, you can really learn a lot. And I mean, it's a breed I'm very familiar with and comfortable with, but it was a great seminar. They didn't read the breed standard. If you're giving a breed seminar, please do what they did. Don't read the breed standard. I can do that on my own. I know how to read those things. They talked about the history and the function, and they really got the character going, and that's really what's important to me anyway. So I'm just trying to tick some boxes and get my CEUs for the next round.
Now, did you notice this week? I'm sorry to interrupt. You notice this week that we had a question? Did you want to address that question?
I do. I absolutely do. Okay. And I'll tell you why, and I'm serious, because it happened, and I have a perfect answer. Labradors don't necessarily.
Well, we know. Let's tell the viewers what the question is.
Yeah. There was a person that, and I wish I had the email. I don't. Ernie sent me, I think, a basic capsule. Is about, Will and I have been going on about how we don't like this big circle free stack thing as much as others. We'll let you know when we wanted to see them standing on their own. And the big circles behind and all that. And I think the email said something like, do you have a dog that doesn't like to do it? Or there was some other reason, I forget. But whatever they were good points. And I see the writer's, the emailer's point of view. But I can tell you the big reason. I mean, we kid about being too fancy, too over the top, and it is. But when Labradors come back to you, and Setters come back to you, and Springers come back to you, I want to see them stop. I want to see them stop and put their feet down. When I take them down and back, when they come back, I want to see them stop and look right at me. Now, I know when I was showing dogs, if I didn't have a good front, I'd try to turn them sideways or get it off to the side. You know, that's what you're taught if you don't have a bad front. I want them to come straight back. And when they come back and halfway they're starting their circle to go into their free stack, I don't see how that front gets set. I want to see how the dog walks up and plants his feet and looks at me. That's important. And we lose that, and we go into this big sweeping free stack. So while we kid about it for all the right reasons, there's also a very serious reason of function. And it's about seeing how dogs are made. And I think that's more important to me. So I would rush them off pretty quickly after they.
Well, and I also have my part is a lot of the breeds that people free bait now, other than the Dobermans and Boxers, whatnot.
Yeah.
Like Irish Setters, Beagles, I don't really want to see their ears.
No.
I don't want to see their ears up. And right. You see these people, and they come in and they throw things, or they stand back and they put their hand trying to get the ears up. Meanwhile, I'm leaning in and putting their ears down.
Right.
I don't want to see their ears up.
And they're also stretched out when they do that. They teach them to really slip that top and get those big sickle hocks way out behind them. And it's just. Well, only in a couple, but it disrupts the flow a little bit. But I had a wonderful time, and I found some new dogs that I hadn't seen before that I thought was very exciting. And I did owner handler best in show as well. And I got to tell you, you know, that used to be owner handler best in show. Man, the quality was deep, really deep. There was a beautiful dog that I had three that I just, it was coin flips, you know. They were three, and they were just all wonderful. And the one that, I mean, all of them were wonderful, don't get me wrong, but, and all of the people that were in there can think they're in that top three. I want them to do that. But there was one dog that the only one that I didn't use those three, it was a technical reason that, just a little thing that's not inherited, a grooming thing. Covered. Anyway, but they were so good. And I talked to someone later on who had given one of them selected a national and Westminster and another one a reserve best in show, an all breed show. The quality was so deep. And it was a very young handler. I mean, just a maybe, I think a former junior maybe, with her mom, and it was a Siberian. And God, she's duck was beautiful. Just put it all together. And fortunately, and this is what I'm talking about exchanging information. As I said, Kim was with us all weekend. Kim Meredith, who, of course, Malamutes, sled dogs, you know, there's a lot of other breeds too that were right in her zone. So I ran right over to her and said, hey, did I do right? I want to learn. And she absolutely agreed. She loved it. And she was one of the ones that gave it a select at Westminster with the young girl showing it. Well, so it's good to, and then we watched Brittany's and she asked me about those. And that's what it should be about, you know, sitting there having discussions, not promoting dogs to people.
Right.
You know, when we sit there in the ring and the group ring is a judge.
It's about,
yeah, I don't want to hear about somebody pimping a dog to me, but I want to hear about a discussion about a breed, and you can get that going. You've got the David Millers and the Kims and and Kenny, and we just had some good, real good judges there, and it was fun to throw that stuff around. But a different dog won almost every day on the sporting group. Same thing. Hound group, the coonhounds are right up there, of course. They're just plucking away. That Tring Walker, with the young girl showing it, very young girl. She won a group and went reserve best one night, and was group two the night I was there. And it's a very young walker, 14 months. And funnily enough, evidently her dam was one that I fell in love with at a UKC Winter Classic show and sent you a photograph of.
Oh, okay. I have that photo somewhere.
Yeah. She's just beautiful. That's her mother. And her grandsire is a dog that I gave the 75th anniversary Coonhound show over an entry of, I think it was 378 or 376. Her grandsire, Wonder Boy. So it was really fun to see that come across to the AKC ring and meet some of those people again. But yeah, it was a great time. The seminars were a good idea. And as hot as it was, you can use your shade. And the judges, everybody did it right. I saw one judge just bake him out there in the sun. No reason for it. You've got the shade of a tent, use it. And you got to get them out when you got to get them out. But I didn't care if they, and the handlers are pretty smart these days. They used to ask. Now they just go out and they leave the ring and go just out in the aisle.
Yeah.
Just
remember the old days, we tried to make shade ourselves, trying to cover.
Gosh, yeah. Yeah. And I was thinking of you, Will. I took you had a tie pin on, a tie tack, whatever.
Tie bar.
And I did not, I'd have my pants, but I did not have the tie bar.
Where I got that tie bar from?
That's I know.
That was given to me by Mr. Bob Gillum's wife, Irene Gillum, after Bob passed away.
Cool.
Bob groomed my family's very first Irish setter. And we had been friends for years. He was a sporting dog guy. And when he passed, Mrs. Gillum sent me a bunch of his stuff. And in the stuff was a correspondence between Mr. G and Mrs. Cheever Porter, because he wanted to breed the Milson O'Boy.
Wow.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
So I had his Irish setter tie bar on. I had it on it when P won the garden too. I was first time I ever wore it. So
really?
Yeah.
Oh, that is so special. Backing,
but I have the same piece.
That is so cool. And here's my problem functionally. It was hot. And I want to take my jacket off. But I'm thinking, I don't have a tie. I'm going to be walking around like the great elephant, smacking all the dogs with my necktie, you know? So, it was so hot. I finally took my jacket off and I open, you know, you unbutton your shirt and you shove your tie in there.
Yeah.
It's an ugly look, Will, but
it works.
I was about to lose it. It was so hot. So it really worked.
While it was getting hot, I took my jacket off and I'm dabbing my forehead, and people kept saying, do you have a hat? Do you need a hat? So I had like five different mothers there telling me I needed a hat. And all of a sudden my phone went off and it was my mother. Put a hat on.
That's great. And you did.
I did.
Listened to mother.
Right. Yeah. Okay, Mom.
Oh, that's great. Well, the hat looked fine. I think I wish I had one. I didn't. We had a wicked weather at night at those shows. And one night I was awakened. I woke up, Will, because the thunder and lightning was loud.
Awakened by the thunderstorm.
I was awakened by the thunder.
And so I did what you're supposed to do. I ran to check and see if I brought my raincoat. And of course, I didn't, because it was supposed to be so hot and sunny. And I knew better. So I ran to a pretty high fashion store. I couldn't believe it was open 24 hours. Something about a Walmart.
Yeah.
And I did get a rain
jacket. You're not everywhere, so you're lucky. You know.
Special, very special. And I got a beautiful rain jacket in the sporting goods department, rolled up with ducks on it or something. And I never had to use it. And I left the damn thing in a judge's luncheon. So someone scored a really good Walmart rain jacket. I think I paid $19 for it. Well, I'm kind of down out.
I took mine to ringside for fear of rain, and Maureen told me that's why it didn't rain, because
Exactly why I bought mine. That's exactly why I brought mine. But it was, you know, some people had those cool collars you put on, you know, they put them in the freezer,
yeah,
put them around the neck. They work pretty well, but I'm too cool for that, Will. I'm way too cool.
We're too
for that.
Cool for school.
No, we are way too cool for school. I'm not sure what school. But
did I tell you about being at ringside of the Garden and this woman overheard my voice? Did I tell you that story?
You did. Yeah, it's a great story. Tell it again. I love it.
Well, I won't repeat it then.
No, it's really fun.
Are you Will or Wayne? I don't know.
Well, a woman asked me, Laura Reeves, I believe her name is, if I'd be on her podcast. Didn't even know there was one. And she said that you were on it.
Yeah, I was on it. Yeah, Pure Dog Talk. And, yeah, it's a good podcast. Very good podcast.
Yeah. And so I she said that she asked me once before and I didn't respond. And I feel horrible. I checked my email, my trash, everything, and I never had an email from her. So I don't know what happened, but
you've got a million email addresses. That I even have a million email addresses for you. So
I have two,
but I have your old ones too. I have your UPC ones. I have all, so who God knows which one she used.
Yeah, I have had a few.
You have,
but you can always email Ernie. Ernie did a wonderful job. He's patching these together. It's beautiful, and I love his sound effects.
Yeah.
Ernie is our producer, as you probably know. I think he's our executive producer, wouldn't you say?
I'm sure he is. Yeah, he's got to be.
I think we should promote him. He's just been promoted. Congratulations.
And he told me, because he wanted to talk to us. I said, well, I'll call you. He said he told me he wasn't available till after the podcast.
Good for him.
Thank you, guys. You guys are amazing.
Thank you so much for all the support.
I listened to our last podcast, and again, you know, I, every once in a while, you just hear that thing you said, and you went,
"Did I say that?
I said that wrong." But it's okay. That's because we're live and we're spontaneous.
Yeah, I've listened to other podcasts before, though. You know, like Joe Rogan and whatnot. You know, I give them like a 4, but I listen to ours. I give us like a 10 out of 10. Wait.
Yeah.
Can't say enough nice things about it.
Could be a lot. I mean, the intro, the music, the ads, the breaks we take to go to commercial, and it's just so, it's slick. It's slick, Willie. It's slick, Willie is what it is. And you know, even though I was in Illinois and you were in Maryland this weekend.
Yeah.
That's right. Even though we were in two different states this weekend, where there's a Will, there is a Wayne, spiritually. Mystically, right. Somehow, there. You're in my ear. You're in my ear, buddy. And in my heart, as always.
Yeah.
Lots of comments on the podcast. And
oh, you froze.
Oh, and condolences to.
Yeah,
you're froze.
Ahead.
I'm fine.
You're okay now?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. Condolences to Tony Vaca's mother-in-law, Courtney Nyola's mom. And I know what she's going through. I just lost mine, and I really need to reach out and things settle. But, they were super people. And Courtney and Tony certainly are.
Dennis and Mary Lou, I've known since I was a kid. Like, I was there. I was still in shock when Tony messaged me and told me. And I feel so heartbroken for them. And she was a wonderful lady, and we're all going to miss her. So.
Yeah, she was at the wedding. We were down in Florida. Mexico. Yeah. We went to Courtney and Tony's wedding in Mexico, and she was there, and it was just fun to see those people and have those memories, because you got to cherish them while you can.
share some more anytime.
Sure. That's for sure.
But yeah, it was a good week. A good week for dogs. Rough week in life and a good week in dogs. So we just decided we're done. We're leaving. We're going to go hide out in camping for rough camp for a week up here at the Traverse
Bay. As he sips his gin and tonic and eats his cheese. Which you caught in the wilds of Traverse, Michigan.
In the wilds of Traverse. I've caught the shrimp. I went out in the pond here where the fountains are.
Found a couple of shrimp and cleaned them up. They're shrimp.
I think they're just bugs, probably cicadas. I don't know. No, they're beautiful shrimp that Cheryl, Chef Cheryl, brought along. Anyway, what else is new, Will? How was your travels went well? No problems at the border and all that?
Yeah, no issues there. And I delivered a couple dogs on the road, so it was all
good.
You know, like,
yeah, you got to do that.
Combined business.
How things going? Open up yet?
No, that's what I was going to tell you. It was a harsh reality leaving from Maryland and coming home. And Maryland was no masks, and everybody was together, and we're talking across the border, and we all have our masks on back again. But that's just the way it goes. You know, we're behind in the vaccinations.
Yeah. Once that catches up, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of weird going to restaurants and going into places.
Oh, and have dinner every night, you know?
Yeah, I know. Pretty weird, but I also saw Heidi Martin, and she's one of my favorite people, Brian and Peter's sister. She's a great artist, a phenomenal artist, and she was telling me that their dad was ill, so I wanted to reach out and say hello to them. And
I saw Midge put a post on about it, so yeah.
Yeah. He used to be amazing. Yeah. She's just a phenomenal human, but I just love her art. And we have so many good artists in this sport. We're really lucky to have quite a few that know their dogs, they know breed type, and they know how to draw them. It's kind of cool. She's moved to Santa Fe, so I told her she needs to start drawing cows and chickens if she's going to make money. They like their chickens and their cows. Big paintings on the walls. Anyway. Young William, I don't know how much internet time they give me here at the Traverse Bay RV Resort, but I don't know how long we've been on the air either.
We've reached our 50 minute, you know, for our podcast. Yeah, so
we may have, but I wanted to again say I'm so proud of you, Will, for your job there and the Irish Setter National, and I'm just so happy for you because you really had. That's one of those moments you will never, ever forget and you'll never equal. And to have good dogs.
If I do forget it. I have a copy from AKC TV.
Yeah, you sure do. You sure do. Hey, by the way, what about AKC TV? How nice is that to have?
Oh, exactly. And all my friends in Canada watched. I got messages saying they watched it together and critiqued it together. And I got questions about certain dogs. And it was fun for everybody to be able to watch.
And I got to say, I kind of like it better without the commentary. I just like watching the roll.
Unless it was us.
Then that's different. That would be not AKC TV. That would be Emmy and Oscars. Would be actors and TV. On mostly actors. Now, we got through this whole show, and we haven't mentioned the other sport. And I just want to say that this has been great playoffs in the NHL, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're tied. And I even find myself watching the Montreal Canadiens and cheering them on. I hope no one heard that, but.
But, you know, you've got, it's just, they're great stories too. I mean, the Knights are a great story from, you know, their incredible successes as an expansion team for the last few seasons. And the Canadiens, I mean, whoever thought they'd be there. And Tampa, who always seems to win the President's Trophy, and then peter out. And
boy, well, they're playing some powerhouse. Great. Unbelievable.
Oh, they're playing great. And, you know, Yanni Gourde, who's a superstar every night, played here in Kalamazoo for the Kalamazoo Wings. The minute he skated on the ice here in Kalamazoo, Brody's like, oh, Dad, that's a real player right there.
Yeah. He won't be here long.
he was there longer than I thought, but not that long. And then we have the Islanders and you know, a team that again came out of nowhere.
All heart and soul. All heart and soul, you know.
Four shifts, four lines, all four lines.
Yeah.
Balanced, fun to watch them. Got great goaltending going on. And the series are both tied 2-2, right? Well, maybe it's 3-2.
Tampa's up 3-2 because they demolished.
Oh, what happened last night?
I didn't. 8-0.
No, I saw it. I watched that game. Yeah. What happened? The Canadians didn't play this.
The Canadians played at night. That's why we have to cut this short because I got to go. You know.
That's right. Well, for some reason, I watched the whole game, 8-0. I watched
I couldn't watch the whole game.
After. I couldn't get enough.
Stop, you know. I felt so bad for them. But then it's just one of those games, you know, it's just one of those games. It happens to everybody, every team, and they couldn't do anything right, and Tampa couldn't do anything wrong.
You know, I think the problem with all those teams, Will, is they need us as their assistant coach for guidance.
If there's any teams out there that are looking.
Right. And really, we're not going to charge you that much. I mean, we're way smarter than the hockey coaches today. But we're not going to charge you that much more because, quite frankly, we really can't skate that well anymore anyway. So, all right, buddy. Love you. Good luck with the game. And again, congratulations on the Irish Saturday National.
Man, and,
you looked great. You did great. And your dogs were spectacular. And there's no doubt I knew you were going to fit all those criteria and tick them off quick. And you did. You really looked the job. You should be doing this.
I can't wait to do it. And I really, again, I can't say enough thank yous to the Irish Setter Club of America for having me and all the stewards and everybody that talked me through things and looked after me and Jan Zeech, and they all were great to me. So,
Wonderful. All right, go watch the Toronto Habs.
Don't say that. And now you're pushing it.
I'm going to get you kicked out of Toronto. No more Etobicoke for you. Etobicoke? No, you're in Milton. You're not in Etobicoke.
I'm in Milton, This is only a stone's throw from Etobicoke.
That's right. And it is Etobicoke. No Coke.
It's not Coke. Etobicoke. The K is silent. Etobicoke.
That's right. That's exactly. So anyway, I really want to finish this by saying that congratulations again. So proud of you, and also wishing that all the best of you to you for getting your judge's license, getting in the ring, because I'm having fun with it. I know you will too. And there's a lot of people out there that are looking for you for advice and have a lot of respect for you. So
I can't.
Not me. I have none, but the other people do. I just have love for you.
We're breaking up, just like Lennon and McCartney. We're breaking up.
All right, pal. Good luck on the show. I'll see you soon.
Enjoy your camping, your retreat.
It's rough out here. It's really rough. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much again for listening to us babble. Really appreciate your comments, the shows. It's been great to hear from you and get some good feedback and some ideas. So thank you again. And we will see you next week on the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and
Will. Be safe, everyone.
Party on, Bert.
I'm born no way.
Way.
Down rocky cliffs. Give me grace. Bury my sins. Shattered glass.
Don't put that in, Ernie.
Can't hold me back from where I need to go. Oh.
Quit taking yourself damn seriously.